Welcome to AI Unraveled, November 20, 2025. Today, the AI battlefield is shifting from Silicon Valley to the global stage, marking a critical turning point for hardware, law, and LLM supremacy. In our top story, Saudi Arabia is pouring massive capital into the future, signing landmark deals with xAI and NVIDIA, solidifying a new geopolitical axis of AI power. Simultaneously, Europe is signaling a major change by scaling back its landmark AI and privacy laws, pivoting toward innovation over restriction. In the product race, Google's Gemini 3 is dominating the leaderboards, with Demis Hassabis reinforcing the model's clear path toward AGI. Plus, we're detailing how OpenAI's Codex Max is tackling 24-hour coding tasks, revealing the true power of next-generation AI agents. We're breaking down the full implications of these strategic shocks, including Anthropic's move to break free from AWS gravity and the escalating cost-to-serve crisis facing foundational models. But before we start, stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. Leverage our zero-noise intelligence to own the conversation in your industry. Secure your strategic podcast consultation now. Email us or access the link in show notes. Stay tuned for your daily strategic briefing.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are strapping in for an incredible session. We're focusing entirely on the massive strategic shifts. And, well, the product bombshells dropped on November 20th, 2025. You shared sources that describe this day not just as, you know, another busy Tuesday, but as a genuine turning point.
Oh, absolutely. A day defined by just unprecedented capital deployment, an intense, almost frantic capability race,
and a profound regulatory whiplash, honestly.
Exactly. So our mission for you today is to cut through all that raw data and immediately grasp the three core strategic tensions here.
Okay.
We need to analyze the geopolitical scramble for compute, the high-stakes, high-cost race to AGI, which is creating a very real financial crunch.
Right.
And the sudden, profound new reality of enterprise adoption.
And we've distilled all of this from a high-level business briefing, right? It spanned global finance, regulation, and the very latest state-of-the-art models from, well, from the giants. Google, OpenAI, Meta.
It's a complete snapshot.
So let's unpack this shift. If we're talking strategy, we have to start with the money.
You have to.
Geopolitical capital is flowing faster than ever, and the biggest, boldest story is the sheer scale of investment in the Gulf region.
Mm-hmm.
Saudi Arabia, through its national AI investment arm, Humane, they signed just colossal deals with both xAI and NVIDIA.
And this immediately establishes the country, I mean, almost overnight, as a major global industry player.
What's fascinating here is the scale of it, the level of governmental intent. This isn't just a memo of understanding.
No, this is a detailed plan. Humane committed to deploying 600,000 of the latest NVIDIA GPUs.
600,000.
And building a 500 plus megawatt data center. I mean, to put 500 megawatts in perspective, that's enough power for a city of about 500,000 people.
Wow. And they're deploying Grok nationwide for everything from government to enterprise use.
Everything.
And crucially, this massive influx of hardware, it only happened because the U.S. government reportedly gave the green light.
That's the key part.
They approved high-end AI chip sales to both Humane and the UAE's G42, overriding previous security restrictions. The analysis we saw frames this perfectly.
The floodgates are officially open.
Exactly. It signals a major shift in how the U.S. is balancing security concerns versus, you know, maintaining its influence in key regions.
It's an enormous geopolitical flex, and it highlights how the global compute infrastructure is diversifying away from Silicon Valley.
And we saw other deals reinforcing this, didn't we?
We did. Ancillary deals. AWS rolling out 150,000 chips to Saudi Arabia's AI zone.
And that headline-grabbing $900 million raise for Luma AI.
Right, led by Humane. And that specific raise is for building a 2-gigawatt supercluster launching in 2026. 2 gigawatts is an insane amount of power.
We're talking a massive industrial hub. The bets are huge, and they're all focused on infrastructure. And if we follow that infrastructure money trail, it brings us directly to Anthropic.
Yes.
Which made a genuinely dramatic move. The sources call it the Great Hedge.
Breaking what was being called AWS gravity. This wasn't a minor partnership adjustment. This was a major strategic pivot toward Microsoft and NVIDIA.
With investments reaching a combined $15 billion.
$10 billion from NVIDIA, $5 billion from Microsoft. It's huge.
And this is where we need to unpack this concept of circular economics, because it's the key to understanding the genius of the deal.
It really is. Anthropic simultaneously pledged an eye-watering $30 billion in Azure cloud commitments.
$30 billion.
Which secures them 1 gigawatt of dedicated next-gen capacity.
Yeah.
And that $30 billion flows right back into Azure and Microsoft.
So Microsoft, in partnership with NVIDIA, uses that guaranteed revenue stream to immediately fund the aggressive build-out of the supercomputer Anthropic needs.
Precisely.
So Anthropic secures the crucial compute supply it needs to stay competitive.
NVIDIA sells more chips.
And Microsoft gets a massive, guaranteed long-term customer while solidifying its position as the major alternative cloud provider. It's genius, but it's aggressive.
Well, the motive is twofold, and it's incredibly strategic. First, they are explicitly diversifying to prevent AWS from becoming a single choke point.
Which is a real risk.
A huge risk. Second, and maybe more interesting, they are tapping into the faster, more flexible capacity growth driven by Azure and these NVIDIA-backed neoclouds. It just better matches Anthropic's breakneck scaling needs.
And the immediate result is that Claude is now the only frontier model you can get across all three major clouds,
including the new Azure AI Foundry.
It perfectly illustrates that positive sum future vision from Satya Nadella, right? He's partnering aggressively with Anthropic, who is a direct competitor of his main partner, OpenAI.
Well, let's be real.
I mean, isn't positive sum just corporate spin for hedging against an increasingly fragmented AGI supply chain?
Absolutely. It's a necessary gamble. Microsoft is guaranteeing that no matter who wins the AGI race, OpenAI or Anthropic, they are the ones providing the critical plumbing.
They're the broker.
The fragmentation of the LLM market is driving the diversification of the compute market, and Microsoft is positioning itself as the infrastructure broker for everyone.
Okay, shifting from the capital war to the capability race, we have Google.
Yes, we do.
They just took what they are confidently calling another big step on the path toward AGI with the unveiling of Gemini 3.
And the performance metrics are really setting a new state of the art. Gemini 3 is topping leaderboards, and it's smashing GPT-5's previous marks in crucial areas.
Like academic reasoning, multimodal understanding.
And advanced tool use. When we talk academic reasoning, we are talking specialized benchmarks, things like Humanities Last Exam and ARC AGI-2.
So for anyone unfamiliar with those specific tests, why are those benchmarks so critical for declaring a step toward AGI?
Because they move beyond simple information retrieval. Humanities Last Exam is designed to evaluate a model's ability to reason abstractly, to perform high-level synthesis. I mean, it's designed to be hard even for humans.
So excelling there shows a genuine leap in cognitive flexibility.
Yeah. A huge leap. The one interesting detail we saw was that the model only lags behind Claude Sonnet 4.5 in coding ability.
Which just confirms that intensifying competitive front between those two labs.
It does.
And Google wasted no time integrating this power.
Not at all. Gemini 3 immediately powers a significantly upgraded AI mode in search. They also launched Anti-Gravity, which is a new agentic coding platform.
And they introduced two specialized versions, right? The research-focused DeepThink and the enhanced pro version. It's a full-stack deployment.
And Dimas Hassabis, the CEO of Google DeepMind, he offered some crucial context here. He stressed that Gemini 3 is a robust foundation for ambitious future applications, particularly in global healthcare.
Healthcare.
Yeah, he noted that leveraging the model's multimodal strength and coupling it with Android's vast global reach, well, it could enable the delivery of a basic yet high-quality level of care and diagnostic knowledge in traditionally underserved areas.
So this isn't just an academic model. They're pushing for global societal impact.
But here is where we hit the painful tension point.
The cost.
The cost. Right alongside these astounding capability gains, we have the looming, almost existential cost problem facing builders like OpenAI. The financial documents we reviewed detailed a massive cost-to-serve conundrum.
Okay, give us the hard numbers, because they are staggering.
They are. Inference costs, the cost of just running the models for users from Q1 through Q3 hit $8.67
billion. $8.67
billion. Compare that to the reported revenue during that same period, only $4.33 billion. That is a massive operational deficit.
So if the cost to serve is truly that overwhelming, does this mean OpenAI's reliance on these massive long-term infrastructure deals? I mean, that $1 trillion commitment over 8 years, is that a catastrophic miscalculation?
Or is it simply a required, unavoidable gamble on future revenue?
Right.
It's the latter, but the former is the risk. That's what fuels the whole AI bubble concern. The financial strain is real. It's placing pressure on OpenAI and on their partners, like Oracle.
Who might be deep underwater in their own deals.
Exactly. Scott Bickley, an advisory fellow at Infotech Research Group,
summarized it perfectly in the sources. He suggested the cost to serve may overwhelm that economic model before anything else,
leading to data center buildouts being vastly curtailed.
It's a real possibility. Even Sundar Pichai at Google said that this astonishing level of investment has elements of irrationality.
It sounds like a runaway freight train where the companies must invest trillions just to stay competitive, even if the current unit economics don't support it.
That's a good way to put it.
Yet OpenAI is fighting back on the efficiency front. They rolled out GPT 5.1 Codex Max.
And the key innovation here is compaction.
Compaction.
Compaction is their direct response to this efficiency pressure. Think of it like a highly efficient form of zip compression, but applied to the model's internal thought process and memory.
Okay, so what does that mean in practice?
It means the model can work for over 24 hours straight across millions of tokens on complex multi-step tasks while using 30% fewer tokens than its predecessor.
So less electricity, faster results.
And a direct assault on those $8.67 billion in inference costs.
That's a critical innovation, because if they can't solve the cost problem, the capability race just becomes moot. Now let's pivot to market adoption, because the nature of enterprise strategy has fundamentally shifted.
Completely.
We saw retail giant Target formally join OpenAI's enterprise program, allowing shoppers to plan and buy holiday goods directly through ChatGPT.
The example was, what? Help me plan a movie night with three kids under 10.
Right, and ChatGPT would just populate your cart with snacks, movies, decorations.
This solidifies the new App Store reality. It's a huge trade-off for these companies. Retailers like Target and financial giants like Intuit, which reportedly spent $100 million to embed its products.
$100 million.
They are essentially surrendering their interface control. They are giving up ownership of the direct customer experience.
In exchange for guaranteed consumer reach, I have to admit, the idea of ditching five different apps just to plan a movie night and just asking ChatGPT to handle the whole cart is terrifyingly convenient.
That convenience is the lure. And the analysis we reviewed is crystal clear. The next consumer AI boom will launch inside ChatGPT.
Leveraging its massive existing user base.
Not against it, however. There's a critical risk here that enterprises are only now realizing.
The data.
AI data errors are already costing enterprises millions in compliance failures and operational malfunctions, all because of reliance on flawed or unverified training data. That convenience comes with a centralized risk. And moving beyond the corporate landscape, we need to talk about the new regulatory reality.
Specifically, the significant retreat happening in Europe.
A huge retreat. Brussels is fundamentally scaling back its landmark privacy and AI laws.
This is a massive geopolitical story. What specific laws are being relaxed beyond just the famously annoying GDPR cookie pop-ups?
Well, the retreat is broad. They are simplifying the GDPR consent processes, yes, but they're also relaxing or delaying major provisions within the landmark AI Act.
Provisions that were intended to govern high-risk applications.
Exactly. Some planned restrictions on foundational models are being softened, and transparency requirements in certain sectors are being pushed back.
So why the retreat? I mean, Europe has been the global champion of stringent regulation.
Well, the official rationale, which we have to report impartially, is that the decision follows intense pressure from big tech and internal EU figures.
They want to cut bureaucratic red tape.
And, crucially, revive sluggish European economic growth to better compete in the global AI race against the US and China. They see regulation as a drag on innovation.
But on the other side?
On the other side, civil rights groups are vehemently accusing the Commission of simply bowing to lobbying power, arguing they're prioritizing speed over safety and citizen rights.
It's a classic tension between speed of innovation and
public protection, exactly.
And public protection. And for now, speed seems to be winning in Brussels. Okay, let's wrap up with some quick hit innovation nuggets, because the capability leaps continued despite all the economic tension.
I really did.
Starting with creative capabilities, Meta released SAM 3 and SAM 3D.
And these are genuinely transformative for commerce and digital interaction. These models can instantly turn a standard 2D photo, a snapshot of your living room, say, into a high-fidelity 3D model.
Reconstructing entire scenes and human figures.
Yes. And Meta is already deploying this into Facebook Marketplace's view-in-room feature.
So you can immediately see how a couch looks in your home, not just a static picture of it.
It's a game changer.
And on the workflow automation front, a huge step toward usability.
This one is big. Users can now generate complete NaN workflow automations. the complex stuff like monitoring Gmail for invoices and logging them to Google Sheets just by describing what they want in plain English.
Using Claude Sonnet 4.5.
That removes a gigantic barrier to entry. Before, you needed a low-code or even a coding interface. Now, you just describe the outcome.
The model writes the logic. It democratizes sophisticated business automation. And finally, we saw necessary progress in addressing the growing synthetic media concern.
Consumers are finally getting some tools for control.
TikTok is allowing users to limit AI-generated content in their For You feeds.
Right, via the Manage Topics slider.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with a companion safeguard.
The invisible watermarking.
Exactly. TikTok is also testing invisible watermarking to help label AI visuals, even if someone tries to strip away the standard metadata. It's a proactive measure against deepfake proliferation.
Acknowledging the need for both top-down and bottom-up control, what a dense, pivotal day. Let's make sure we distill this massive wave of information for you.
Okay.
Here are the three major takeaways from this deep dive. First, capital is flooding to compute centers outside of Silicon Valley, making players like Saudi Arabia major industry forces.
Second, the AGI capability race is undeniably intensifying, with models like Gemini 3 hitting new soda marks in abstract reasoning. Mm-hmm. But the underlying economic model is severely, even dangerously, strained by that escalating cost to serve.
And finally, enterprise access via massive platforms like ChatGPT is now the standard for consumer reach,
forcing companies like Target and Intuit to trade interface control for guaranteed market access. And building on those persistent bubble fears, let's leave you with this provocative thought.
Okay.
If the cost to serve truly overwhelms the current economic model, will these recent strategic investments in capacity, like Anthropic's massive $30 billion commitment to Azure, or the deployment of 600,000 GPUs in the Gulf,
will they become a long-term anchor securing their future?
Or, if technology prices plateau and efficiency drastically improves, will all that capacity become a costly, underutilized liability?
That's the multi-trillion dollar question governing the next decade.
It is.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing your sources and letting us take this deep dive with you.
My pleasure.
We will catch you on the next briefing.
And that wraps up our daily strategic briefing. If you take one thing away from today, let it be this. The future of AI is no longer dictated solely by California. It's being driven by geopolitical capital in the Middle East and a regulatory pivot in Europe. For executives, this means every strategic plan must account for a faster, less regulated, and fiercely competitive global AI market. You must constantly audit your LLM stack or risk being outmaneuvered by the speed of Gemini 3. The most vital asset in this game is not compute. It's contextualized high-signal intelligence. For a deeper breakdown of the benchmarks, the full analysis of the regulatory shifts, and the links to our newsletters, check the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to our free daily strategic briefings on Apple Podcasts, link in show notes. If you are ready to lead the conversation in your sector, click the link in the description to book your strategic podcast consultation with me. This podcast is researched, produced, and hosted by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad reporting from Canada. Until tomorrow, stay strategic. This is AI Unraveled.